Hi.
Good morning.
Who's this?
It's Martha Sue.
Hi, Martha Sue. This is Karen.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's nice to hear your voice.
I know Ruth's here. She's already put it on the website, so.
Hi, I'm sorry, did you say something?
No, I guess I know that Ruth must be here, too, because she had already set it up on the website. Are you not on the website, Karen?
I am just now getting on.
Okay.
It's for help, right?
Whatever that said, I don't know. I just clicked on it. I think so. It said 7 a.m. You go to her website and then go to Why Be Hurtin'? And then the bottom link on the right.
Okay, now what's the password to get in? Isn't it for help?
No, for success. Capital F.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, for. Okay, for. For success.
Right.
Okay, we'll see if that'll get me on there. Bingo.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Nobody's saying anything.
Good morning.
They're saying good morning.
Good morning. I'm still asleep.
Oh. Well, you must have gotten up earlier because the website was already up.
Not very much earlier.
Okay.
I want to be sure that I didn't know if you had gotten that email.
I did.
So,
thank you.
So I
but
wanted
it doesn't
to put it
have down. That. You pulled the chart out. It's just got the acidic.
Now the food on it. I still can't make it into a PowerPoint. I haven't learned how. I've got it fixed. It will be on. It's online. But if you put I haven't been able to get it to go into the PowerPoint. I may be able to do it if I, it's in a PDF online, but if I try to put it in PowerPoint, it falls all apart, and so I can probably do it when I try to do it one piece at a time even, and it takes a section and shrinks it into some different shape with a little border around it that doesn't sit. So I'm going to have to learn that. I'll have to find out somebody who can help me with that.
Why don't you send it to me? Let me take a shot at it. I don't know if I can, but if you just send me that.
In PowerPoint? In PowerPoint?
Yes.
Well, the other thing you can do, I'll send it to you right now, Marcia, because you can, and what I did yesterday is use the desktop. So I'll send it to you, then you can use the desktop. If you want to, you can switch back and forth.
Okay. Go in and I'll download it real quick.
But the new diagram for measurement is on there at the bottom.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm just picking it up.
Oh, okay. We had a lot of beeps on the call, but very few people were saying anything. Does anybody want?
Good morning. Monty's here.
Good morning,
Monty.
How are you?
Morning. And Monty's here.
I'm sorry. What was your name?
Margaret.
Oh, Margaret. Hey.
Hi, Martha Sue. It's Linda.
Hey, sounds like you've lost your voice.
Well, yeah, maybe a little bit.
That's the water. Okay. So we've got Karen, Monty, Margaret, Linda.
Nancy in Houston.
I grew up in Houston, Nancy. That's interesting.
Where do you live now?
In San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we had a lot more beeps than just the people that have said something. So if you guys are out there and you want to say who you are, we'd love to know. Didn't come through, Ruth, so I guess we'll just do that later.
It's coming.
Well, okay.
Maybe everybody's asleep.
I guess so.
On the phone. True boo to get on the phone but still asleep like me.
Okay, it's not come in yet, so I guess we'll just need to go on. Okay, everybody, let's see.
I can't load it.
Well, you can.
I can do it from my desktop.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's right. Now you've got control of the slides, so just you could put it on there from your desktop. Just share it. And then can show that. Okay, good morning, everybody. Here we are, and I guess Steve is probably with us in the background. You hear Steve? Should I record this, or should you set it to record?
I can't right now because I'm doing the desktop.
Yeah.
Steve usually has it on there.
Where'd you get that picture, Ruth?
From when you were here sometime, long time ago.
That's not a picture from Vashon, the one I just saw.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a picture of
her house.
Huh? That looks like it's from Yakima.
Good morning. We had some more joiners.
Good morning, it's Nancy in Texas.
Hi, Nancy.
Good morning.
3 Central, 57.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Steve, San Diego.
Steve in San Diego?
Sandy, Utah.
I'm Sandy, Utah. I thought, wait, who is this Steve in San Diego? Got
he must be a troublemaker.
Yeah, but see, he's the silent person. There you go. Where's got that? Okay. Well, let's get started. Thank you all for being here with us. I know we're a few minutes late this morning now because we were trying to get up another slide with the food chart, the best fare and the poorest of the proteins and the carbs and the fats, a wonderful chart Ruth put together. So, my name's Martha Sue, and today is a terrific Tuesday for me, just because back a long million years ago when I was doing the lifestyle program, I named the day that I would weigh and measure a name. And it was actually a Friday that I always did it before, and it was Fabulous Friday. Well, this is now the because it hit on Tuesday, it's Terrific Tuesday. So, you know, I got to tell you, sometimes, I know Mary Lou reported yesterday what her points were, and I thought, oh, gosh, this is, my call is about being transparent. On Tuesdays, it's Terrific Tuesday, but it's also, maybe it's Transparent Tuesday. But I haven't kept my points the way, kept a record, so I'm not journaling and I'm not keeping up with, and so it'd be like as a golf pro, I'd say to you, I'm wanting to have different results, but I'm not monitoring what kind of changes that I'm making in my actions. So my goal this week is to take my pen and mark on those little squares all the things that I'm doing, because at the end of the week, you don't remember what you've done. So, my measuring tape this morning and measuring last week, it was my first week, and I lost 4.4 pounds last week and 3.25 inches. Well, I thought, okay, there was a little bit of a stretch this morning because I thought, well, I wonder what I've done. I don't, you know, I haven't written this down, so I really don't know, and I kind of got myself bum fuzzled, so don't have to worry about that. All you got to do is that you just got to do it. And so I got on the scales, and I still had lost weight. I lost 1.6 pounds. And when I measured, I lost 3.5 inches. Now, when I say that, if you look at the measuring chart that Ruth has on the webinar, if we can go back to that. Can you switch it back?
I don't know. If I just switch, have you switched, tried switching back and forth?
Uh-huh.
I'm
probably going to have to go back and return it to the regular size. Up here at the top, click return. It's the very top bar where it's the little blue return.
Okay, maybe it's coming.
It did a long time ago. It's screwing up. Okay, well.
I'll start it again. Just
okay.
Will, I think.
I don't know. That may, it may kick everybody off. But, okay, so let's just talk about the measuring chart. Those of you that have seen it in the files that Ruth sent out, the real cool part is the new chart she put together also has the neck measurement and all the time before, I thought, you know, gosh, it would have been really cool if I'd measured my neck. Because when you're losing weight, generally speaking, your neck, your shoulders, your back, everywhere, you're going to lose inches everywhere. So if you could put that as part of it, and Ruth has done that for us now, so that we can keep track of what we've gotten rid of. I know Mary Lou uses the word shed, I believe, or really, you hear? Forgotten what word you use. Like, anyway.
Donated.
What did you do?
Donated? Is that the word she used?
I don't know. I don't. Donated.
Right. I thought
so. Okay. Well, that's a good word. She donated pounds and inches, and that's cool. You know, wouldn't it be cool if you could give to someone who really needed to gain weight? Wouldn't it be cool if you could give them some of what you have? Because some people need it. At any rate, so I have lost a total of 6 pounds and 6.75 inches. And looking the way that I come up with that is, on the measuring chart, all of the measurements that I take, then I take the week before and I subtract what I have now from what it was last week, and that gives me a difference. Well, then I add up all those differences, and lo and behold, I mean, when you think about, if you took a tally of 6 inches, 6.75 inches, that's almost 7 inches. Well, if you take your measuring tape and look at 7 inches, that's really donating a lot. I mean, that really makes a difference. So, when you're starting this, you might think, oh my gosh, I've got so far to go. There's no way that I can get rid of, donate everything I need to get rid of in the time frame still of my life. But you can't. And when I looked at my little chart this morning, I looked in my notebook that I write everything down in, and it said January the 1st, and I thought, but that's not, I didn't write that down. It wasn't that day, and I looked again, and it was January the 1st of 2011, and I said, starting over. And I actually weighed within couple of pounds of what I weighed last January, which tells me that I haven't changed where I was. Transparency. And so then I looked and I had another starting over page, and I had another starting over page, and I was like, okay, well, isn't that great? All right, but we can start over. Thank you, Ruth. There it is. There's the measuring chart. So if you just add up the differences, and I'll have to play with this a little bit. Mine's a little different here, the old one. This is the total inches gone. So you would, the first week would be where you start, or where it says start would be your benchmark, that you would measure yourself and then you'd be able to see where you are. Then first would be your first week, and that would be the difference there. The only way that I see with the new chart the way it is, either do it above or below where it says total inches gone. You could write down above there. You need a line that you can tally the weight's going to be below, but that you can tally a total of what you lost this week and what the total is. Because if you don't, then you lose track. So I would, maybe we could change that on the chart, Ruth. I don't know if that's possible.
This is how my old chart is. I don't know what chart you'd...
No, that's what I said. I did a line below where I wrote, but you could write it on work this way. So you just took this old chart, you changed it a little bit. Okay. Mine's different. Mine is maybe an old chart. So anyway. But for me, I needed to see where I was, where I was going, and keep track of that. So, did anybody else decide that they wanted to have a terrific Tuesday, and did they weigh and measure, or tell us what's going on with that?
Well, you know what? I'm not so committed to measuring everything. I do want to know if I'm losing weight, so I've been keeping track of that. I'm not on the full program yet until I get my my protein from Nikan, and it will probably be here probably tomorrow, hopefully. But what I'm interested in is how I feel. And it is incredible the way your body feels when you're doing things right. So that's what I'm excited about.
Awesome. You feel incredible. Wonderful. Anybody else?
Well, This is Mary. I echo what I think that was Karen. It is. It's about knowing, having a better awareness of being tuned into how I feel and what my energy level is, and knowing that I'm just a little shift away towards being back on track. So. I too am not going to be probably measuring, but I'll do my weighing. And again, it's just that awareness and being tuned into to how I feel, and I'm grateful for this opportunity for all of us to support each other.
It's good to be back, isn't it? Thank you.
This is Nancy. I measured and I weighed. I'm in the car right now heading to a meeting. But I will be measuring. Ownership has been messed up because I was supposed to have all of my nutrition. So I'm kind of held back that way, just like the other lady was not having her better body balance. But no, it really is fantastic, the support we have, and I will be weighing, I mean, measuring myself today, later.
Okay, cool. Well, that's cool. If you want to, name your day, that just to me made it a fun thing to look forward to instead of resisting getting on the scale or pulling out that tape measure. So you make it a game, and that is, if that's kind of where you are, if you're struggling with getting started, this is something that can help to make it a game. So let's see, and looking at the, okay, we've covered the measuring chart. You want to take us back to the other slide, please, ma'am?
Can you see him? Can you see them?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
You may have to upload them again.
Maybe not.
Okay, so we're looking at, so we've got, I love this because I know that Mary's going to be talking about feelings tomorrow, and that's a huge part of this. You can be struggling and having feelings that are hard to deal with, or you can be having feelings that are really changing. Anything on this call, anything that you want to share, we want you to be able to do that. What you're, where you are, where you're going, how you feel about it. This is a time for us to come back together. There we go.
What shot? What do you want? This?
That one. Uh-huh. All right. So this is my transparency day. So I got to tell y'all, this is my nemesis.
There. Now you have, the cursor. You have.
Yeah, but if you give me the cursor, we're going to lose your slide. So just you keep it.
Okay.
Okay.
I think not.
Yeah, you will. So anyway, on this chart, this is my nemesis. This is, but to be honest, this is my nemesis in life because of record keeping about things. That's a hard thing for me. And so I know for a fact that if I check those things off, I've done them, and that the result will be different. And so my goal is this today, starting today, is that I will take that little chart and I will put it in my purse, and no matter where I am, what I'm doing, I'm going to write down on it. And because at the end of the day, you're not any good going back and doing that. So that's my goal, to be able to go in and keep a current checklist of what my actions are. And then next terrific Tuesday should have a different, even a different result for myself, keeping track of, because if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, then I need to up that, and I need to be more consistent. So let's go to the next chart where it's got the foods on it, please.
You have to give the ball back to me. I can't take it. Or you can try to change it. I think you'll be able to change it.
I don't have the ball.
You do on my screen. Just hit the little arrow up there by the numbers. Click on it. Or else give the ball back to me.
I don't have it. It's not on Martha Sue. It's on Dennis and Ruth.
But that's you. Oh, that should be me.
That's you. Yeah, you set it up.
I cannot get it to move.
Okay, well,
I'm not sure what's the deal.
Well, based on it doing all that other stuff, okay. the measuring chart, everybody got the email that Ruth sent, everybody that's on the call, you've all gotten that email with the most acid, lowest acid food category chart. And I think if we would really study this, I think it will make it easy for us to, looking at this, I know before what I did, I carried from the package that we got, that we had a package from Focus on Growth or from Blue Ribbon, either one, that you could get this package. We don't have that at this point. I don't know whether we're planning on going that direction or not, but I took the food chart. I don't remember if it came laminated or I went and laminated it, but I had the food chart and it was laminated, which I think is a grand idea because I carried it with me. So when I went to the grocery store here, I had this colorful chart and people said, what are you doing? And it was an entrance for me to tell people what I was doing and about our lifestyle calls. And so now we tell people about our health style calls. And so I'm going to take the colored charts and go and laminate them so that I have that with me and can always see what it is that I'm eating. And I know for myself, if I plan better, that I'm not surprised. I know that any kind of an eating program or lifestyle change that you make, you have to plan for it. Can't be accidental. So in your food chart, you look at it, plan your day the next day. It may be helpful in the foods that you're going to put together for you to eat or foods you would go to the grocery store and buy for the week so that you'd have all that planned out. I love what you put together for Ruth. I just think this is amazing. All the different the tools that you have worked so hard to put together, and I know this last chart's been a bugaboo for you, so we'll see if we can't get that up. And if we, like I said, I looked and a year ago I was at the same weight that I am right now. And I was listening to somebody the other day, and I can't remember who this was, where I saw this, but it was to, take a picture that you wanted. I don't remember if it was on our call, but if you would get a picture of what you wanted to look like, maybe a picture from the past, and it's like our life cycle plans, if you put something on there of the vision of where you want to be, but if you took a picture of where you what you wanted to look like, and I had a picture popped in my head of what I wanted to look like. Now, where that picture is a whole other story, but what I wanted to look like, the size that I was and the golf outfit that I was in, I could visualize it. I knew exactly what it looked like. And it's, let's see, 20, probably about, I don't know, 50 pounds away. And so that's probably a good mark for me to say I need to weigh 100 and, you know, whatever to get to that picture. So my weight and my inches have to be consistent and change to get to that picture, that visualization. So I have to try to find that picture. I know I don't throw anything away, so I know I have it. But I have to find it in storage. And that's a really important thing. So I'm going to do that and have that picture so that I can put it in front of me and see it. And, you know, one thing that might be very helpful is if we all did a new life cycle plan, we did a chart, we can get them, and if we did a chart that would have pictures and the health foods and the different things that we're doing, that might be kind of fun. To do one that would just see about our health and our how it would make us feel.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. To make the pictures as a result, but the things that you want, that might be fun. I know that we can get extras of those. I don't know if we order them from the company. How we go about that? I'll check on that. Anyway, anybody want one of those, you send me an email, and I'll see if we can't get some. Martha Sue at Bionic Golf Pro, B-I-O-N-I-C, like the Bionic Woman, Golf, G-O-L-F, like you play, pro, like I am, .com. Martha Sue at BionicGolfPro.com.
Martha Sue, you can just order them from the company. They're in the the area of the price list where all the goodies are that you can buy for the support stuff.
Alright.
They're about $2.
Okay. So anybody that wants to do that, call the company and order or go online and order a life cycle plan.
They're in 2156. I thought that. Thanks, Steve. I thought that was true. I think they cost you all of $2.
Okay.
You can put it on your order.
Yeah. Cool. All right. I don't know if anybody wants to do that with me or not, but I'm going to do that. So my goal for this week is to use that nemesis and make it a fun game, just like the measuring chart is for me. But make it a game to accomplish the action of the day to get a different result. I know that at one point when I said I wanted to get really, really good at golf or I was going to quit, I hit 1,500 balls every day for 6 weeks in addition to practicing. And I was other places. So I was on the practice field for a good 8-9 hours a day for 6 weeks. And huge changes. Well, if you want, this is the practice field of life. And if we want to make changes in our life, we have to change our actions. So I thank you, Ruth, for the opportunity to be able to be transparent. And I ask those of you who struggle with being honest with yourself about what you're doing and that you want to work to be more transparent, this is your day to be transparent vocally and to be able to say, this is where I am, this is where I want to be, this is where I'm going, and know that you have a family here to support you in that, and that together we'll hold hands. And in the times that we're struggling, we'll be here together. In the times that we're cheering, we'll be here together. It's a health-style program. It is a change. It is, some people may only have 5 pounds they want to lose, but they just want to be healthier. They want to feel better about themselves. I noticed on that call on Saturday with the, about the real salt and the water, one of the things that Gloria said was that when people used the real salt, what they found was that their hair stopped falling out because their body started working correctly. So
what's the real salt?
It's real, R-E-A-L, salt. And you can order it from realsalt.com.
Okay.
But that was one of the things that I noticed about the call or paid attention to was that she noticed that hair stopped falling out. And so I thought, wow, well, that's really cool. So I found it at our health food store, one here at Sprouts. It used to be Henry's, and now they've merged. So Sprouts carries it, and it's not expensive. And one of the things she said was to put the salt in the middle of your tongue because your sensors, taste sensors, are on the tip of your tongue and the sides of your tongue. So actually when I put it in the middle of my tongue, I couldn't, you know, there was nothing that was a problem for me having it. So anybody that wants to, you can go to Real Salt. If you don't live where there's a health food store, go to realsalt.com and you can order it. But the other thing they talked about was the changes in blood sugar. They're going to the Indian Reservation and they're testing them before with their blood sugar. A nurse does that. And then they put a pinch of salt on their tongue and give them Pymag water. And about 3 or 4 minutes later, then they test their blood sugar again, and in some cases it's dropped as much as 50 points. That's huge. So I think that the salt could be a real part of what we are doing here. For me, it's going to be. And I just thank you all for being here. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add?
I was in a class on Saturday, as I mentioned, and they have had a little chart, or I gained it somewhere from that class, and real salt was like a 5 in, so it would be in the alkaline column, and regular bleached white salt is clear over in the acidic column. I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
I need to chime in, you guys. It's Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning. I looked at myself in the mirror yesterday, and I did not recognize who I saw. And I was up most of the night. Considering how I got to where I'm at. So, I just see that I've got to make some major changes here. And it was, you know, it's just that one of those times to draw the line in the sand. Like, okay, this is done. I see that I have a sugar addiction, and so I need to you know, you guys to be my accountability partners, and I need to be reporting in every day on how I'm doing, because, you know, hiding out is not working for me. So, you know, I put together my plan, and you know, I'm starting today, I'm doing my plan, and I'm going to let you guys know each day, you know, how I'm doing with that. Because somewhere on the along the way, you know, I just, like, went unconscious, and, you know, my portion size got, you know, twice as big as it needs to be, and I started including all these foods that aren't food, and... I have got to change my habits. So I'm just want to tell you, you know, that's where I'm at, and that I want your support in that, and I'll be reporting in daily as to how I'm doing with that. So that's how I want to use you guys for support, by reporting in daily, so that it's, I'm not just doing this on my own, where I can hide out about it.
If you do it by yourself, you have nobody to share.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you have a family. You always had a family, but now you've come to the table. And thank you so much for sharing and being transparent. And this is where you can put it all down and start over.
Yep.
Okay.
So yep.
We're here together, and you have a partner. You don't have to worry about that. You have a partner.
Yay.
You have multiple partners. You have family here. We're going to love you through this, and we're going to do this together. So the commitment you already made, you threw the line in the sand. Good girl. Thank you. Thank you, Liz.
Good job, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thanks, you guys.
Okay. Anybody else want to share?
Martha Sue, this is Margaret. I would just say that I really appreciate this group. It gives me support. Makes me feel good knowing I'm doing something for myself and hearing all of you. It gives me more confidence, and it's a great way to start the day. So I'm really glad to be back in the program, and I think we can all help each other. And that's the most important thing. That is the important part of the program.
Awesome.
And also, I have my charts. I did laminate my chart Martha Sue, like you did, and I really like it that way. And I would join you on the lifestyle plan because I had already planned on making a new one, so I can just work along with this group on that.
Cool. You know, and I think the thing from Focus on Growth or Blue Ribbon, I think it came laminated, actually.
I agree.
I think it came laminated. So I don't know whether when we get this set, maybe what we want to do is to have them do another package for us. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that would be a good idea, Martha Sue. Let's work with being sure we don't have any bugs in it, and I don't want to make any more changes.
Right.
And then I'll send it down to him. It's probably within the week, I think.
Yeah.
Have time to look at these things.
Okay. And I have one question, Margaret. You just tell us if you're comfortable with it. Because some people think in the aging process, I'm 63, and some people say, you know, I'm too old. I can't make changes. And I am so excited about you being with us. Would you like to share how young you are?
I can do that. I make changes all the time. I like changes, believe it or not. And I'm always thinking of ways to improve myself. And I'm 82. And we'll have a birthday in January, though. So I'm soon to be 83.
You go, girl. I just woo.
But people look and wonder why I want these changes, but I want them, and so I continue.
Good. We think you're awesome, Margaret.
Yeah, you are awesome. So when we're looking around at people that we might want to share this with to make changes for themselves, you know, maybe we can use each of us from the different points that we come from, the perspective that each of us comes in. But if you think about it, you see someone that might be 80 years old, that it might give them confidence, just like Margaret talks about, for us to reach out to them and pull them into this call. There you go. There's Miss Margaret.
Yeah, right there.
You go, girl.
You're thank you.
You're an inspiration to all of us. Okay. Well, does anybody else have anything they want to share or questions that you might have about the chart? Sorry, we were a little bit going back and forth today. So with the charts, we were a little bit off. I'm sorry about that when you look at this recording. But we're getting the bugs out, and it's going to be great. We're all committed to do this together. And Elizabeth, my arms are around you right now, girl. I just want you to know you've done the first step. I will never forget the morning that I called in from Florida, and it was the tail end of the call. And I had been to the doctor, and he told me some things, and I knew that if I didn't lose weight, I was going to die. And that's really where I was. And I said, Ruth, this is Martha Sue, and she reached across from Washington to Florida and phone to trust me.
Oh.
And I want you to know it was just like an umbilical cord that she pulled me in. It was amazing because here I thought I was going to die, and then all of a sudden there was hope. And it was just amazing. So just understand you are getting a hug this morning. I know she's close by and she can give you a personal hug, but you're getting a hug from me this morning.
Well, thanks, everybody. Sorry for losing it first thing in the morning here. I just, like, got to that place, you know, so here I am. I got to start somewhere.
Don't say you're sorry. This is why we're here. That's the purpose of this, is that if we reach one person that needs to change, we did what we were supposed to do.
It's worth all the work that I do on these charts and things. That makes it really worth it, that it helps, and that's why we do it.
This call is helping me to stay focused, and that's what I'm excited about.
Good. Well, it's an excitement for all of us in different places. Tomorrow, Mary's going to be with us. Mary, do you want to be called Mary Helen, Mary Jean, Mary? What do you want to be called, girl?
Really smart and say what my dad always says, just don't call me late for dinner. But and I'm Mary Helen to my family. I'm Mary Dean to probably a lot of folks here. So so whatever you want to call me is fine.
Well, I wasn't sure if you stood up and said, no, I'm going back to my little girl name like I did when I went back to my...
I am going back to my little girl name because people think that Dean is my middle name, and it's not. It's my last name, so... But it's also caused way more confusion than it was worth, so it's...
All right. If you want to be Mary Helen, you're the cutest Mary Helen I ever met. There you go.
Good. So, well, we're all in this together, and it's really called the game of life, and just being able to support each other on our journey is most important. So one little baby step at a time, and we'll talk about it. We'll let people have an opportunity to share. So... You know, I want us to be able to come to my challenge. So think about the things that have been, that you felt good about, and we'll just start from there, because it's always good to start from a good place.
Okay, well, does anybody else have anything they want to add?
Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you, Ruth, for everything. Thank you for bringing us back together, for giving us that umbilical cord to reach out to other people and be able to help them make changes in their life. Thanks for being here. Thank you, Steve, for recording this and so that people could come back and listen in.
Oh, no. I didn't know it was recorded.
You know that, but what you had to say and the decision you made and the fact that you shared it really gives a lot to other people, Liz, and makes them feel that they can do that too, and that makes us a family. Like Martha Sue said, putting arms around, we can put our arms around you, and we feel very much closer to one another because of what you've done.
Okay.
We're giving you a group hug, girly. Group hug, group hug.
Thank you.
Thank you, Martha Sue.
Okay, thank you, Ruth. And you guys have a great day. I got my pen in my hand. I'm going to mark down my water.
Okay. Have a good day, everybody.
Martha Sue, will you call me?
Pardon me?
Yes.
Who wanted to call?
No,
it's Linda. Okay. Will Martha Sue call me?
Yeah, I will. Okay, everybody have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.